Welcome once again to Devotional. This is Pastor Ariel, and in this episode, we will continue in the series on Testimonies from El Salvador. I am confident these stories will be a blessing for you. All right, we are at supper. This is Saturday night. This is the last evening we'll be together, and I'm glad that in the providence of God, He has allowed me to get a hold of Brad. I've been looking for him for a couple of nights to do this, and I'm glad we were able to connect tonight. Brad, thank you for being willing to do this in a five-second notice.
Yeah, no problem.
I've kind of given you a bit of a heads up as to what kind of questions I'll be asking you. So I'll start with the one that I look forward to hearing. What has been some of the spiritual highlights that you've experienced this week here in El Salvador?
Well, a couple things. One is just seeing how God put together things that needed to be put together, and just exactly what we needed at the time is what we had. You know, when I came down with the idea of opening up a dental clinic that hadn't been operational in 10 years, I really only gave us about a 50-50 chance of being able to get anything done. But even in the airplane, as I was coming down, somebody who had come earlier said the air compressor wasn't working. And it's hard to run a dental clinic when you have no air compressor. But we found out that was just a switch on the wall that needed to be flipped.
Praise the Lord.
And we were able to move a chair that was in a back room and put it with a portable dental unit that was in a back storage area, and get a third operational chair. We didn't get things so that they were fantastic, but we got things just
more than 50%.
Just the way we needed them to be. So I was reminded of the Lord's Prayer that He'll give us our daily bread. It doesn't promise that He'll give us a feast and all of the delicacies, but here in the mission field, He gave us our daily bread. He gave us just what we needed in order to get work done.
So you've seen His providence provide, which in this case was your daily compressor.
Yeah, that's right.
anything else?
Even like a headlamp that I threw in my suitcase last minute that ended up being very important. There was a cordless handpiece that I went back and forth. Should I buy it? Should I not? And 2 days before I left, I asked my supplier, can you still get it to me or not? But it ended up being very, very useful. So just some of those, lots of those little things that just fell into place that make you say, wow, God is really involved.
Amen. Amen. So I take it you have some experience doing things with teeth. What's your profession?
I'm a dentist.
You are a dentist. But maybe you are the kind of dentist that has a lot of free time. Your practice allows you a lot of flexibility with your schedule. How were you able to carve out 10 days out of your practice to be here?
Well, I don't know that any American has a lot of free time. Life is busy, especially when you combine work and church and home and everything else. God is blessing, and I have another dentist who's and a staff that are very capable and can keep the office running when I'm not there.
So this is your practice?
Yes.
All right. What compelled you, Brad, to take your very full, busy life and add just a tad bit more busyness to it? What motivated you to do that?
Well, I think for everybody here, it has to be the love of God and the love of service and the desire to show love just as God has shown to each one of us. And service to people who really need it, and especially when they're grateful for it, is a fun feeling. And it's, I've done building mission trips before and had a blast. It's my favorite kind of vacation. And now that my kids are getting to the ages where it was feasible for them, I was ready to do it.
Amen.
And my church, there's a third group of 30 from our church who all came.
Wow. What church?
That's the Goebbels Church.
Okay.
And it's nice having the group of us.
Okay.
To all come down together, and even beyond the 30 of us, the church back home has all been faithful in praying for us and in supporting us, and this is very much a whole church mission trip.
Praise the Lord. Someone might be listening to this and thinking, I'm not a dentist. I don't have skills. I feel that I cannot really contribute anything to something like this. If someone wanted to come to something like this, but the enemy would put those thoughts as obstacles, what would you say to someone that may not have your skills, but would want to come to a mission trip?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I thought it was a coin flip whether the dental clinic thing was going to be able to happen or not. So if the air compressor hadn't worked, I might have been mixing cement just like somebody else. So I can lift a block, so it doesn't take special education or special training to...
A willing heart.
That's exactly right.
A willing heart.
And my wife and other son participated in the vacation Bible schools, and certainly it doesn't take special education or training to participate in that.
Well, your wife did great. The Lord blessed. I saw her mingle with the children, and they loved her. There were many sad faces when we told them it was our last day. The other objection that I've heard, Brad, is certainly people that are missionaries, people that go on these mission trips, they are spiritually kind of up there, you know, and my spiritual life is kind of, you know, in the lower realms. What would you say to someone that doesn't feel spiritually fit or spiritually ready to come to a mission trip like this?
Well, we are all very sinful human beings, and I don't know that anybody can consider themselves spiritually fit or spiritually high. But if that's our goal, there's nothing like this to improve our spiritual condition. I think service, you know, a trip where we're focused on serving and where we have morning and evening worships, and you know, we were saying this is like family camp except we're serving as well. It's
family camp with sweat.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. It's not that we were all spiritually high before we came, but the experience certainly improves the situation.
Have you been able to identify small things or things that are meaningful to you where you feel God has grown you during these past couple of days in your spiritual journey?
Well, I'm beyond just serving, being able to see examples of people who have been extremely sacrificial and extremely giving. Some of those in leadership for this trip have just, you know, very obviously given a substantial amount and do it on a continual basis. And it's certainly always inspiring to see, have those kinds of examples as mentors and as inspiration to make you want to be more sacrificial and more giving.
Amen. Those are things that I'm glad you're mentioning, because there are individuals that even here have felt they came feeling that they shouldn't be here. But as I talk with them, they realize they needed to be here precisely because they were not where they wanted to be spiritually.
And absolutely.
This has given them a reference point of what true spirituality looks like, and it's centered on service. Have you given any thought as to how you will treasure whatever, like these convictions of inspiration and desire to continue increasing giving? We're going to go back to the real world with, you know, all the pressures and demands. What are some of the things that you think will help you retain these experiences so that they don't just become memories or, you know, a couple of weeks of sharing with the church and then it just kind of fades away? Have you given any thoughts as to how you can be intentional in retaining these experiences?
Well, at the last worship where that idea was mentioned, you know, my wife and I then prayed together asking God to help us do exactly that. So I, you know, having that commitment as a family. And as I mentioned, this mission trip was very much a church mission trip. So having the community, the fellowship of the other church members, where we can all as a group be earnestly focused on doing exactly that. I think just having all of us being intentional about that is going to help, rather than just being one individual trying to do that on our own.
Praise the Lord for the wife that prays with the husband for the same goal.
Absolutely.
So, Brad, our boss, has told us we need to go, but yep. Thank you for sharing a couple of your thoughts, and I'll be praying for you that the Lord will cause our paths to cross again, whether I get to translate for you next time, or whether you get to carry bricks alongside with me. It'd be awesome to serve the Lord again with you, Brad. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
God bless you, Brad. I sincerely hope you received a special blessing from today's episode on devotional. I pray it has inspired you to turn the study of God's Word into a daily habit, as well as using the study tool of our Sabbath School lesson. If you haven't yet subscribed on iTunes or whichever platform you listen in, would you please do so now? This way, you will be notified each time I publish a new episode. It would also mean a lot to me if you would leave a rating and a review of this podcast. You doing this will help others discover this spiritual resource. I would really appreciate this. I would love for you to connect with me through my Facebook page, Devotional Podcast. There's a link in the show's description that will take you there. I will regularly post additional resources there as well. It would be so good to hear what you like and what I could do to make this podcast a bigger blessing for you. Lastly, would you consider making a monthly 99-cent contribution to this podcast? It would help offset the long-term cost of producing each episode. Thanks again for listening. Look forward to our next time together in the next episode of Devotional. Until then, this is Pastor Ariel inviting you to devote all you are and all you have to our Lord Jesus Christ.